Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
A break, but he never takes a break. He is Adam McAlvey, Brewers.com.
When he had the eye issue.
Adam's a grinder.
Still on with us.
Adam is an absolute grinder. Of course, the All-Star game tonight. Kristen Yelich, William Contreras will participate. And Jessica, I don't know if you watched the Home Run Derby last night. I admittedly didn't.
I watched the anthem. I watched the woman sing the Star-Spangled Banner.
Well, or attempt to, anyway. Here's what it sounded like.
Brutal.
And the Rockets red glare. The bombs burst in air. Gave through the night. That our flag was still there.
Oh, that's pretty rough. That was Ingrid Andress, who I think it's supposed to be known for her singing. Maybe it's more of an auto-tune kind of thing as we welcome in Adam McAlvey. Adam, it's Ingrid, it's Carl Lewis, and it's Roseanne Barr. You got to pick one to sing the anthem. Who are you picking?
Oh, please, Carl Lewis, because one of my favorite days ever on this job was dining at Dodger Stadium. Charlie Steiner did a lot of radio and TV for the Dodgers. He came in and told us the story of the sport. There's a famous SportsCenter clip where Charlie Steiner absolutely loses it. And the reason is that he didn't know it was coming. The producers wrote that script and didn't show him the clip. So he viewed the Carl Lewis one live on SportsCenter and lost it. So YouTube that one, kids. It is one of the funniest news bloopers.
I feel bad for her because, listen, I don't want to be in that spot. You don't want to hear me singing. Well, however, some of the reviews said she sounded a little strange. She was under pitch. I was like, wow, I feel like that's pretty favorable because when I was listening, I thought, oh, my gosh, this sounds terrible. What happened? Like, was she nervous? Was she not prepared? Had she had a couple too many cocktails before? I don't know. It was bad.
It's really hard to sing in those big stadiums. Now, I can't sing at all. So, like, I'm not the one to talk about this, but when we get there at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there's almost always the anthem singer already at the stadium practicing for a random game on a Wednesday in May because the delay, the reverb, singing in a stadium with four decks, that is not, if you're not Paul McCartney, that's not an experience you often have. It is a challenge, so I do give all the singers a lot of credit when they pull it off well. That was obviously not great. And it's why they record a lot of them, right? I mean, for the big events, they sometimes get criticized for recording them ahead of time, but that's why they do it.
Brewers.com writer Adam McAlvey joining us here in Wisconsin's Midday News. So it is draft week in Major League Baseball. There is stuff to do regarding the Brewers. So today is day three. Adam, we've been a little preoccupied. Get me excited and Jessica excited about days one and two.
Well, the Brewers' top pick is a kid named Braylon Payne. He's only 17 years old, taken 17th overall, which is higher than a lot of prognosticators had him. The MLB draft is a different animal, guys. The NFL draft, the salaries are slotted, and you pick, the guys where you need a position fill, if you need defense or you need a quarterback or you need a receiver. In baseball, it's a lot different because the draft positions are slotted, but it's not like teams can pay players less than those slots and then use the leftover funds to get good players later on in the draft. For example, last year, the Brewers' best draft pick is probably a kid named Cooper Pratt, a shortstop. Speaking of the All-Star game, he played in the Futures Showcase on Saturday. He was a sixth-round pick, and he was probably the best player to come out of that draft. He's now in baseball's top 100 prospects. So it's a little more complicated. You have to be a lot more patient with the players who are coming. But this kid, Braylon Payne, a speedy center fielder. The Brewers have drafted many of those over the years. You get him out into pro ball. Let him play. Hopefully the power develops, and you see what you have 5 years from now. So it's just a different kind of process than the other major sports.
You know, Adam, we talk to you every Tuesday, and we wanted to keep you. You know, there was a question of, we're on media row at the RNC. This is giving you some inside knowledge, everybody. Do we keep Adam this week? And yes, we wanted to, because not everybody wants to talk politics, right? A lot of people do want a little bit of time away from it. They love talking about baseball. And tonight, it's fun baseball. You've got the All-Star Game, National League versus the American League at 7 p.m. We've got two guys from the Brewers. What are you looking forward to? What can we expect?
Well, look, I remember as a kid seeing I grew up in New Berlin, so I was always looking for the Brewers guys on the foul lines in introductions. And to have two players in the starting lineup it's a rare thing. It's been 10 years since the Brewers had multiple starters. They had three in Minneapolis in 2014, and I remember being up there covering that game, and Jonathan Lucroy was the catcher. He was the last catcher to start an All-Star game for the Brewers. So it's a great showcase for the team. I mean, they reached the break, third in the National League in wins. They have more wins than the Padres, more wins than the Braves, more wins than the Cardinals, who are second place in the division. So the Brewers got to the break in a really good spot, and it was not a guarantee coming into the year that it was going to be another successful season like this. So credit to them for doing it. Credit to the offense. Second in on-base percentage, eighth in runs per game. Last year they were 17th in both of those categories. So how did they get here? It's by being a better offensive team than they were. And you know, they've kept their heads above water and looking to defend the Central title.
If a high schooler from New Jersey is selected by the Brewers today, Adam McCalvey will be covering it, writing for the Brewers for Brewers.com. Appreciate your time this week, Adam. Back to normal next week, I suppose.
Thanks, Adam.
Yeah, thanks for letting me squeeze in a little sports in your political talk today. I hope I was a little refreshing.
It's cleansing for everyone.
Exactly. Enjoy.
Definitely cleansing. Appreciate it, pal. Thank you very much.